Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
The great John Fanta of college basketball and Fox and More joins us now. What's up, buddy?
What is happening, Mr. Wilson? Thank you so much. It's great to be with you. A lot happening right now. Hope you had a good Memorial Day weekend. I saw you were grilling.
I was grilling and I was day drunk yesterday. Didn't even intend to, buddy boy, but man, it was hot outside. The beverages were flowing. And by about 5 o'clock, I sat down in a chair and I was like, ooh, I think we...
What's your beverage of choice?
Oh, this weekend I went heavy on the Coors Banquet and Dos Equis.
Wow.
John, he's been on a Coors banquet run. So it's continued.
6 months.
It's continued on.
Man, that is how you set the tone to summertime. That is big time. I'm going to share with you guys. I don't, not often, but if I were to have a choice, I might be old school in this. I'm not sure, but I like a Rolling Rock in the green glass bottle.
So that's nice, but John, now you have a kid, so there goes your drinking.
Yeah.
That's where I'm at in life now.
Is that how it works?
Yeah. Oh. I've had like 3 drinks in 2.5 years now, John.
Wow.
Unless you're committed. Maybe you're more committed than I am. But I never...
You got a word for that, by the way.
I couldn't... Yeah,
I don't think it's commitment.
We got meetings for that, too. because you don't want to deal with the hangover the next day. You can't possibly do it.
Well, you can't be a lightweight, too. You can't have one pop just to put you at ease a little bit. Okay.
Yeah, maybe one. But at that point, what are we doing here, John? I'd rather have a Diet Coke.
Until probably, as of the pandemic, I was pretty good until the pandemic of like, I didn't want the girls to see me drinking or whatever. And then the pandemic happened and I'm like, I will be having a cocktail or two a day. Like, you're just going to have to, if I'm going to have to sit here and homeschool you, you're going to get, we're going to normalize some things
right
here.
You're going to learn some things about the real world with us in our houses right now. I think we were all resorting to whatever we possibly could.
You're going to learn how dad gets by dealing in a house of four beautiful, loving women, of course.
Here's how dad gets through Cleveland sports, everybody.
Well, let's start there. I didn't love the Sunday lineup against Tarik Skubal. It felt like punting on an important divisional matchup. JP didn't have a problem with it. Where do you stand on it?
Well, the Guardians have one glaring problem, and they do have some other things. I would say it this way. They have played far from their best baseball, and they're 29-24 and occupying the top AL wild card spot. They're evened up with Minnesota, so You know, you're either 1A or 1B, and there's a lot of summer left. I mean, I think what's interesting is 11 American League teams right now have at least a 23% chance to make the playoffs. In other words, there's still so much to be figured out, and a lot of teams have kind of hovered around things in that wild card. The extra slot with the three slots means that there's just more parity, and you're going to see more drama. But the Guardians' problem is the number two hitter in the lineup. You know, yes, I had a big problem with Sunday's lineup. I mean, I'm not in favor of punting anything, nor alone against Tarik Skubal. I know that they were outmatched. I know that had they sent out their best lineup, that they still probably would have been outmatched. But for me, the number two hitter in the lineup is a problem for Cleveland. Number two hitters, whoever's hitting second in this lineup, if you combine the stats, heading into yesterday's series opener against the Dodgers, we're hitting 172 with 54 strikeouts on the season. That's too many. It's too many strikeouts, and it's a terrible batting average. And I know batting average doesn't tell the full story, but a .172 after Stephen Kwan, for that to be the combined average in between Stephen Kwan and Jose Ramirez, it's too vital of a slot. Now, if you look back at the playoffs last year, who was hitting second for the Guardians? David Fry, who's about to come back. But I think that this ball club right now is in an interesting predicament because, number one, they don't have a solid second hitter. They have a terrific 1 and 3. I think the top hitter in the lineup, you know, he's, I don't want to say regressed, but it's hard for him to just be superhuman at times. The problem that they have is what's going to happen here when Fry, who is exclusively a designated hitter, you know, comes back because of Kyle Manzardo and the first base that he's playing and the job that he's doing for this team. How does Carlos Santana fit into this equation? And then the elephant in the room is right field. I mean, I think the sooner that C.J. Cephas, Chase DeLauder, you're going to see these guys come up. Chase DeLauder is on his way, and I don't think he solves every problem. I also think it's unfair to say that either one of them solves all kinds of problems. But I will say this. I'm getting tired of watching John Kenzie Noel, and I'm getting tired of watching Nolan Jones try to hit the baseball. It isn't working, and this team is talented enough to be a playoff team, but I think this ball club is going to look a whole lot different a month and 10 days from now than they look like right now.
Yeah, John, that's what I'm hanging on to, too. I mean, you bring Cephas up, you bring DeLauder up, Bieber will come back, Means will be there as well, and it's going to be just a different team, and I think once you get just a little bit more pop and a little bit more,
that's it.
And the lineup will look different, it'll feel different. I think it's going to be a much better team.
JP, you're right. I mean, the lineup has to be better, and if you remember last year, how did this team win the Central Division? Everyone's like, well, it was pitching. Yeah, but in the first half of the season, it was because they were able to answer. And even as the year went on, you know, even in the playoffs, I mean, yeah, they lost that series to the Yankees. But if you remember those games, what was so striking was their offense could always pick them up and could find a way to pick them up, even though it was smaller ball. But, you know, the Noel home run that won it for them, those types of things happened all throughout last season. Last night, you could feel it even a little bit. If you watch that game closely, Cleveland had multiple situations, even when they were down 6-2. You know, I think the thing that maddened me, I don't know how closely you guys were watching, but they had Angel Martinez. Angel Martinez tried to lay down a bunt with a runner at second base and one out. What are we doing? Like, enough with the bunting. You know, swing the bat. Angel Martinez has actually been I've actually been encouraged by his overall production at the plate.
Now, John, the radio call was funny. I was listening to Tom, and he was just like, "Is he showing signs of bunt right now?" He was flabbergasted.
Yeah, like there are some things that I've been a little bit, you know, perplexed by, and that's one of those things because he's one of the better bats going for them. But
avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start. Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It does feel like last year, this team made the playoffs because they really had lineup depth. And obviously, Lane Thomas, and it wasn't part of the equation in the first half, and David Fry, you know, has been hurt this year, and now they're just getting Thomas back. We'll see. But it does feel like for several years, Nick, JP, agree or disagree, you know, this outfield has been a revolving door situation of, like, are we going to be able to find three constant guys that are delivering? And yet again here this season, not to say they don't have some options, DeLauder's health, knock on wood, is obviously the elephant in the room, but you just wish that you could walk into a season, or that you could at some point get to a point this season. I think that's the key for this ball club is, can they get to a point where you really do feel good about the outfield? Because right now, it's still a mystery machine.
John, looking to the Browns, OTAs beginning today. We're going to hear from the team tomorrow. We got the four-headed quarterback Hydra here. What chance do you give the quarterback competition to actually work out this year?
Well, I still think that this is a football team. I mean, I'm going to say this right now, and I really hope I'm wrong, but you know, I think that the Browns are going to be good for 4 to 6 wins this upcoming season. I don't have these high hopes. Call me a pessimist, but Dylan Gabriel's not going to be the week one starter, and I'd be surprised if Shedeur Sanders was the week one starter either. I'm not a big fan of having either one of them, you know, start that soon. I do think we're going to see Sanders at some point because of a number of different reasons, but I just think that we will. I think that it's in the Browns' best interest to start Joe Flacco week one. The Browns are much closer to being a bottom feeder in the league than they are to being one of the 5 to 10 best teams in the NFL. So based on where they stand, like, obviously I want to say differently, guys, but I think that the writing is on the wall with this football team. And to me, unless Kenny Pickett, you know, knocks everybody's socks off and really has an amazing camp, then it's going to be hard for me to not say Joe Flacco's your week one guy. And you could say, well, you know, is he going to be able to recreate the magic that he had now 2 years ago? I don't know the answer to that question, but I feel better about that than I do by ruining a rookie that soon, or you know, throwing Kenny Pickett out there, who if you throw Kenny Pickett and Flacco, and you never tried it again with Flacco, there's a part of me too that's kicking myself as well. So I think that the Browns are going to try to put up a front. I also think that it's important across the board, like this whole notion of not doing anything at all during the preseason. How did that work out last year? It was clear in week one against Dallas. I mean, you can't go – even Stefanski said it last week in the interviews. I thought it was really telling. Whenever any of the hosts on your network and on the other radio network that he did an interview with, every time they brought up last year, he said, yeah, you really can't take anything from last year, because without saying it, he he said it was a mess. You know, he basically admitted that it was a mess, which it was. It was a complete mess. And I actually found Kevin to be very refreshing last week. Like, I want him to be successful because I think he gets Cleveland. I think his family has settled in nicely, and I think I do still think he's a good coach. But this is a loaded question that I have for you guys, and I'm sure you're going to ask, and we'll talk about as the weeks go on. When you know what the writing on the wall is with this football team, which I truly believe their ceiling's like, I'm going to say 7 or 8 wins. I don't think they're a playoff team. Would you guys agree with me on that?
Yeah.
Or do you disagree? So if that's the ceiling, how do you properly judge a veteran coach?
I mean, I think if you're an offensive head coach, I think you grade him off the offense, no?
Yeah, I agree with that. Because if the offense is that terrible, and if it's as bad as it was this past year, then he's not going to continue on. I don't think any coach would have 2 back-to-back years of it. I just think that's what's going to be interesting about this is, obviously, we break down every single thing, every single game, because it's interesting and it's compelling. But what is the metric for success going to be? You asked me about the quarterback situation. My vote is Flacco. I don't know where either of you two side heading into like a week 1 situation. But my thing is, like, I'm really curious to say, okay, what's the metric for success for this team, and what determines if Kevin Stefanski and this regime is back in 2026?
John, we got a boogie, buddy, but always great catching up with you, and we'll talk to you next Tuesday at 4.
Thank you, fellas, and JP maybe mixing a beer every now and then, and I guess Nick maybe mixing a water every now and then with your banquet.
Gotta stay hydrated. I did have that problem over the weekend. John Fanta on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline joins us every single Tuesday at 4 p.m. Albert Breer now at 4:40 will react what John had to say about the quarterback competition and the chance he gives it to actually work out this year for the Browns. That's in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.